If you grew up with a narcissist mother, then you already know that the effects they have on their children as they grow up are profound and life-altering. The truth is that living with a narcissist can be difficult for anyone, but growing up in the care of a narcissist can affect your life in some pretty surprising ways.
People who become narcissistic parents generally didn't have the best childhood growing up.
If you had a narcissistic mother, chances are you're well aware that narcissistic mothers have this way of invalidating their children. They're kind of masters at that whole invalidation game. Gaslighting is their favorite way to make a child feel not quite good enough, and they very often continue this throughout the relationship with their child. And unless the child actually figures out, hey, my mom's a narcissist and this isn't normal, they may go their entire lives just plain old feeling not good enough. Most narcissists use a really pervasive sort of manipulation tactic called gaslighting, and you probably already know that that's pretty much the worst kind of manipulation because it messes with your head in ways you might never expect, especially when it comes from a parent. This is especially true for the children of narcissistic mothers who unfortunately can't get away from it and have no concept of what normal actually looks like from the inside. Now, if your mother was a narcissist, you probably spent most of your childhood thinking you weren't good enough, and you probably also assumed that your mom was right about everything she said about you. You might have spent most of your childhood trying to get her approval, desperately seeking her validation, and always failing miserably. For me, and for many of us, this continued well into adulthood. Of course, many of us also actually internalize the toxic mother's image of ourselves, and often we do our best to attempt to become the person she wants us to be, even when that person isn't who we actually are. And of course, when that happens, we begin to fail, we start to think we're worthless. Like all narcissists, these women, they have two faces. The one they show the public, and the one they show you behind closed doors at home, and as you get older, on the phone or by email or whatever. And very few people outside your family will have any idea of what you're actually dealing with. Most people will either not be aware of her or they'll think she's amazing, like she hung the moon. This can really mess with you and your sense of self, to put it mildly. Worst of all, as the child of a narcissistic mother, you are forced to pretend in public that all is well, at least when you're still a kid, all the while knowing that when you get home, things are going to be different. In some cases, you literally dread going home because the difference is so significant.
I truly believe that invalidation is absolutely the most crushing part of having a narcissistic parent, because we grow up believing that we aren't worth loving, that we aren't the same as other people or as important as other people. It leaves us feeling confused and lost and doubting everything that we believe to be true. We don't trust our own feelings. I mean, how are we even supposed to know what we feel and whether we're accurately figuring it out if there's no one there to tell us? What am I talking about? Well, if you had a narcissistic mother, you probably weren't confused by that statement. What it comes down to is that when you are dealing with a toxic mother who invalidates everything that you do, say, think, or feel, chances are your mother is going to make your life a little difficult. If you can't trust your own feelings, what do you have left? How do we know what we think we're feeling, or if we're wrong or right in what we feel? And since the world tells us that our feelings are our guides and that we should listen to our intuition, what do we do when our intuition is broken? Every feeling, as it turns out, carries a really important little bit of information. And when we're taught not to trust our own feelings, we're kind of missing out on something huge that we need in our lives to function normally. So for example, if growing up you were afraid of the dark and your mother told you you were stupid for being afraid of the dark, chances are that as you go forward now, you doubt your fear. Instead of validating your fear of the dark and helping you overcome it, a narcissistic mother would just criticize you for it, call you a baby, tell you to get over yourself, stuff like that. And then basically you would learn to swallow your fear. And as you grew up and became an adult, each time you felt afraid, you would probably doubt yourself. And then you might end up in situations that are very unhealthy and unsafe for you as a result.
And if you're a little rebellious, you might not pretend all the time. And then people will start to ask questions. They won't get why you're not happy, and of course, they'll believe your narcissistic mother's lies when she tells them, "There's just something not right about that kid," or whatever other excuse she happens to make. Alternatively, you'll spend your life living up to an impossible standard, pretty much trying to keep her happy. It never works, but you keep trying. Also, like other narcissists, she doesn't have the ability to tune into you emotionally. And unfortunately, she has no empathy, which is one of the most important things about being a mother, in my opinion. The concept of unconditional love is foreign to her, and she only loves conditionally. She makes sure you know it, too. She's critical and judgmental.
When we have a narcissistic parent, we very often grow up just feeling completely abnormal, twisted, messed up. And this is a direct result of being told consistently that we are not worthy, that we're not good enough, that our feelings aren't real, that our beliefs aren't real. So basically, we absorb the message that we are sort of wrong to have those feelings and those thoughts and those beliefs. To say it messes with our heads would be a huge understatement. We spend our whole lives wondering, are we imagining that? Did we just overreact to that situation? We have a high threshold for abuse as a result of it and very often end up in toxic relationships with other narcissists. And guess what? It's because of the way we were raised that we're left open for future abuse. And even though we're told growing up, hey, childhood's over, I did the best I could, get over yourself, by our mothers, we also know that every single adult on the planet has a child self kind of living inside of us today. We understand that. The way that our parents saw us as children reflects very heavily in the way that we see ourselves today as adults. And sadly, the way that they treated us as children very, very closely matches the way we treat ourselves as adults. Research has proved this again and again. There's a condition for this. It's called childhood emotional neglect. This is when we're sort of given subliminal messages or blatant messages by our parents that say our emotions don't matter. They're irrelevant. They're not real. What does this do to us as we go into adulthood? Well, I kind of just described it, but basically it leaves you feeling confused and lost and not really knowing which way is up when it comes to your own intuition and your emotions. It's like when you were a little kid and you got in trouble for doing something that you didn't do or got in trouble for not doing something you did do. You're going to see the rules being changed every time you turn around. You don't know what's acceptable or not, because sometimes toxic parents change the rules just to sort of serve themselves in the moment. You were robbed of a healthy, normal childhood. And if that's the case for you, then you know very often it leads to more struggles as an adult, whether we're talking about relationship issues or something else. With narcissistic mothers, the spectrum is broad. You have mothers who go all the way from completely neglecting and ignoring their children to the other end of the spectrum where you have mothers who completely control every single move their child makes. But if you did have a narcissistic mother, then you know that there's one thing they almost all have in common, and that is that they had very little empathy for you and very little patience for you as an individual. You will see discrimination between siblings or even other parents in the family. If one parent is toxic and the other parent maybe is more of an enabler or even sort of a codependent, you will see the codependent or enabling parent being thrown on the chopping block just like the kids will be. Typically, what you're going to see with a narcissist is one of two things: either a mother who's incredibly controlling or a mother who acts like you don't exist at all, ignores you a lot, kind of lets you do your own thing more often than she should.
What do narcissistic mothers say when you make a choice they don't agree with? You only did that to hurt me. You're so ungrateful. You never stop to think. You are so selfish. This is never going to work.
The worst part is that being part of a toxic family will inevitably, especially for the people affected by the toxic person or the toxic people, will inevitably lead to depression, anxiety, stress, CPTSD, and a number of other issues.
A narcissistic mother might kind of live through you. She might treat you as though you need to fulfill every dream that she had before she had you. Or she might try to be the center of your life, the center of your attention at all times, and of course, the attention of everyone else around you.
You feel unsafe, or you might feel unsafe at varying times in your life. You feel unsafe to the point that your body and your mind are almost always in sort of a hypervigilant state, almost like you're in fight or flight mode all the time. In fact, that might be literally what you're dealing with. And if not that, you might be in the frozen state.
How about some things that narcissistic mothers say when you're upset or you're crying about anything, and the mothers are annoyed by your emotions, which of course they feel are not real or relevant? Get over it. You're so dramatic. I'll give you something to cry about. I told you so. Why do things always affect you more than other people? These are the choices that you have made.
She might see your independence as a threat. She might think that you don't deserve to be separate from her, and she might in fact not even see you as a real person outside of her.
You don't feel accepted unless you're doing what they want you to do. So acceptance by your parents or by the other members of the family becomes conditional. And so as long as you do exactly what your toxic parent or toxic family member wants from you, then you're accepted. But the moment that you don't, or you don't do it right, or you have an opinion that doesn't match theirs, watch out, because you'll be rejected and treated with, at the very least, disrespect. And it can get worse than that.
I think one of the most telling signs of a narcissistic mother is that she denies her child individual self.
She denies her child the ability to not be an extension of herself. She denies her child selfhood, independence. She denies her child the right to be a real person. And she has no empathy for the way that child feels. In fact, whether she states it out loud or not, that child in her mind exists only as an extension of herself and only to serve her own selfish needs. You'll know very well that denial is more than a river in Egypt. And what I mean is that whenever there is something that you have to complain about or something that bothers you or something you want to talk about or you're being mistreated or you're being ignored, whatever it is, if you come forth and you say, hey, I have a problem and I need some help figuring this out, or I don't like the way this is happening in the family. Well, very quickly, you'll see why I said denial isn't just a river in Egypt, because you'll be living with people who will be denying your reality. That really messes with your head. It causes cognitive dissonance, among other issues, because you're being told that your reality is different than what it really is. In some cases, this can also sort of look like gaslighting.
What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you attempt to confront them about their behavior or abuse or anything they've done to you? What is wrong with you? You're making too much out of nothing. I never did that. You're just sensitive. I don't remember it that way. Or I don't care.
You might be a people pleaser, someone who always wants everyone to love them, always wants everyone to feel happy with them and be okay with them, and someone who might bend over backward to make sure that someone else likes them or is okay with them or isn't angry at them.
You must submit to the toxic person in the family. And if you don't submit to them, you will be punished. So what it comes down to is that in a dysfunctional family, you will have one, usually one sort of senior toxic person or narcissist who will come out as the leader. And that person, whether one of your parents was toxic or both of them were, that person feels like they have ultimate authority over you and everybody else in the family. And if you don't give them their props, if you don't let them have the ultimate authority, again, you'll be punished, maybe by silent treatment, maybe by something different, but you will feel the effects and it will not be good.
You might deal with anxiety or depression.
Now, what happens if you prove a narcissistic mother wrong or you have a different opinion than them? What kinds of things do they say then? You think you're so smart. I have no idea what you're talking about. Who told you that? You're so gullible. You can't believe everything people say.
You might deal with major trust issues. You might feel empty inside.
Your appearance matters more than it should. And what I mean is, especially to people outside of the family, how you appear matters. Whether this is physical appearance or this is grades or this is showing up at a certain place at a certain time, whatever that particular toxic person's sort of preferred method of looking perfect is, whether it's physically or otherwise, you need to follow that. Or, again, you're going to feel the consequences. And so what it comes down to is that even if everybody in the family is suffering, the whole family has to keep smiling. If they don't, you know what happens next? Trouble.
You might feel like you don't deserve to be happy. You might have a really hard time feeling emotions, expressing emotions, or even just the idea of them. You might notice that you're in a codependent relationship with someone else as an adult. You might notice that you don't have a really strong sense of who you are, and maybe you're not even entirely sure what you want in life.
What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you question their authority? Don't you dare look at me like that. Get that look off your face before I slap it off. Who do you think you are? How dare you question me? And what kind of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're guilt tripping you? You know a narcissistic mother loves a good guilt trip. I will die without you. You're breaking my heart. You are the reason your father and I divorced. You only care about yourself. I've given up my whole life for you. You owe me this because I gave you life. I'm the only one who will ever really love you. You're so ungrateful.
You might have a really hard time saying no, and you might have a really hard time creating and enforcing your own personal boundaries.
Rage becomes the norm. In most families, healthier families, to see someone fly into a rage would shock everyone in the family. It's not a normal occurrence. But when you're talking about a dysfunctional family, rage is something that you expect and you see on a consistent basis. So be aware of that. If you're dealing with someone who has rage all the time, who's always angry, that's not healthy or normal. That's dysfunctional. This type of rage is usually irrational, is unfounded in many cases, or unfair. It can be explosive and in some cases even violent. Sadly, if there are other people in the family who struggle with different mental health issues or other types of trouble, this can be magnified in that type of dysfunctional family.
You might always feel guilty or shameful about yourself. You might kind of hate yourself, self-loathing. It's not good.
And you know that just like all narcissists, narcissistic mothers love to devalue you and tear you down. So what kinds of things do they say when they're in that process of devaluing you and destroying you as an individual? You were a mistake.
Everything in my life is your fault because you were born. You're just like, insert awful individual here. You're never going to amount to anything. I don't know whose child you are. I'm so ashamed of you. You should be ashamed of yourself. No one will ever love you. No one will ever want you. You are worthless. You're immature. You don't deserve to be happy. Just wait till your father gets home. It's a shame you don't have any friends. People would like you so much more if you weren't so blank. Everyone else agrees that you're horrible, lazy, stupid, or otherwise unsavory.
If your mother always wanted to present a perfect family image to people outside the house, you might have had a narcissistic mother. But the image outside the house was perfect. The image behind closed doors was far less than perfect, and in fact was probably very painful for you to deal with and grow up with. Your mother might have gone to great lengths to show everybody that she was such a great mom. Maybe she was your Girl Scout leader, your Boy Scout leader, or the band mom, or the prom mom, or whatever. She was always doing stuff, letting everybody know, hey, I'm a great mom. But then, behind closed doors, she was secretly, verbally, emotionally, and maybe even physically abusing you. Sound familiar?
Now, one of the things about narcissistic mothers that's so shocking is that they can actually be jealous of their own children. And this is especially true for girls, but also for boys in some ways. So what kinds of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're acting jealous of you? You're such a Pollyanna, always with your rose-colored glasses on. You think you're so pretty, so smart, or so good. You're a, insert rude term here, and you're only trying to get attention. Guys only like you because you are a blank, or girls only like you for your money. People always used to tell me that I was pretty. You are ugly on the inside.
Maybe she could never be wrong. Maybe your mother was always right no matter what. And even when she was wrong, she found a way to twist everything around so that she was still right. And she definitely never apologized for any mistake. And of course, if you confronted her about her mistakes or her behavior, she would deny everything or turn everything around on you and make it your fault. One of the biggest things with all narcissists is they never display empathy. If your mother was never able to show that she cared how you felt, never sympathized with you, seemed only interested in her feelings and could care less about yours, you might be dealing with a narcissist.
Narcissistic mothers are also infamous for their well-timed backhanded compliments. What's a backhanded compliment? Well, it's a compliment that just kind of includes a little dig, kind of painful and often kind of sneaky. So here are some things that narcissistic mothers say when they're trying to give you a backhanded compliment. You're so smart, but you have zero common sense. You know what? You would be so pretty if you just lost a few pounds. Oh my gosh, your house is so clean. It's no wonder your two-year-old can't read yet. Well, that dress is so pretty. It would just look so good on your sister. I am so proud of your accomplishment because obviously you get it from me.
Another thing narcissistic mothers do is they project their own terrible behavior onto you. If you were in the middle of a big fight, a big argument, and your mother would suddenly stop and scream at you, "You get out of here! You're not allowed to scream at me! How dare you speak to me that way? Go to your room! We'll talk about it later!" Well, that's probably because you were winning the argument, but that's a sign of a narcissistic mother as well. If your mother was ever criticized by you or anyone else in her life, she probably did not react well if she was a narcissist. If she screams at you, if she smacks you, if she sends you to your room for saying something about her that she doesn't like, you might be dealing with a narcissist.
There's always a scapegoat. Whether it is you or it's a parent, someone in the house is always getting the blame for everything. This could be anything from losing a receipt to spilling chili all over the floor to, you know, something bigger, like the family going broke. Regardless of what it is, somebody in the family has to take the blame and has to be prepared to do that. And usually it's the person who is the family scapegoat. And this will also be the person that the narcissist tends to take out a lot of their issues on in a toxic family structure.
If your mother had a favorite child and she had a child she liked less and it was really clear and obvious, there was a scapegoat, there was a golden child, there was a lost child, whatever, you might be dealing with a narcissist. The toxic family structure is ugly.
You will be pitted against siblings and other family members, almost like you're in competition with each other for not only awards and things throughout your life, but also for the love of the most toxic parent in the house. What's really bad about this is that it sort of separates siblings who might otherwise have been loving siblings, who might otherwise have been great friends. They're separated and made to compete for this person's love. And if they never recognize that the family is toxic, very often they don't ever go back to being part of that family, and it's pretty heartbreaking for a lot of people.
If you ever had to parent your mother, you had to comfort her, you had to be there for her, take care of her, because she made you feel responsible for her feelings, you might be dealing with a narcissistic mother. If you were gaslighted and controlled by her, if your mother used gaslighting, which is a psychological manipulation tactic, against you to make you feel crazy or doubt your sanity, well, she did this to control you. This meant that you were always trying to sort of defend yourself or figure out what was happening in life. You probably doubted your own reality and your own self and your own sense of what was really happening before your eyes. Gaslighting.
And you have to take sides. And this is the worst part for somebody who's involved with a toxic family or a dysfunctional family, but who isn't sort of the boss of the family. So whether you believe or you don't believe that the scapegoat is the problem or that this happened or that happened or whatever, you must choose sides. And if you choose the wrong side, you're going to feel the consequences. Now, in a toxic family, in a dysfunctional family, the right side to choose to not have the trouble would be the side of the toxic parent or the narcissist. But you'll notice the scapegoat very often stands alone. And even when somebody does try to support the scapegoat, the narcissist will usually do anything in their power to sort of shift that person's view, even if it involves threats and other types of bad behavior.
So you spent your whole childhood feeling like you didn't really know what was going on, doubting yourself, doubting your beliefs, doubting your feelings, doubting your experiences. This gave your mother the upper hand so she could more easily control you. I've seen in a lot of survivors, and the same thing happened to me, mothers would take their children to the doctors and say, this person's got this problem or that problem, and doctors would put them on meds they didn't need to be on. And guess what? Those meds made those children more controllable. If you were constantly insulted by your parent, directly or indirectly, you might be dealing with a narcissist. If they harassed you, denied you things that you needed, or berated and demeaned you on a constant basis, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother. In fact, if you had a specific insecurity, your narcissistic mother would exploit that against you. For example, if you were worried about your weight, your narcissistic mother might put you on diet after diet after diet and ultimately leave you way uncomfortable with your body. If your narcissistic mother feels like she's overweight, she might literally harass you into also becoming overweight. If you thought that you could not share your feelings with your mother because you knew that she would spit them back in your face or use them against you or make fun of you or make it about themselves, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother.
While there is, in a healthy family, plenty of love and respect to go around, in a toxic family or a dysfunctional family, that's not the case. Like I said, there is a structure and there is, you know, the golden child, the lost child, the funny one, the, you know, lots of different labels we could put on the scapegoat. But what it comes down to is that while they might have all the material things in the world, and that's not always the case, the love and the respect and the compassion, that is on very limited supply and usually only shelled out to those who are deemed worthy by the toxic person. And there's a lot of blame, a lot of shame that happens, and it's really unhealthy for all involved.
If anytime you faced an issue as a child, your mother would turn it all around and make it about her, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother. If your mother lied to you or manipulated you or tried to control you all the time, tried to make you think things that weren't true so that you would do things she wanted you to do, might be a narcissist mother. If your mother would take credit for anything you did that was good, and if you won a trophy in a swim meet, she would put the trophy in her bedroom on her trophy case, you might have a narcissist mother. Or if someone else congratulates you on something good that you've done, maybe you were the valedictorian in your high school class, and your mother overhears someone saying, oh my gosh, you're so smart, great job, great job, your mother might come over and butt into that conversation and go, yep, they totally get it from me, I'm the smart one in the family. Always wanting to own your accomplishments. If you ever felt like your mother was competing with you, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother acted like that, oh, don't we look just like sisters? You might have a narcissist mother. If your mother acted like everything you did wasn't good enough and everything she did was great, might have a narcissist mother. If your mother never respected your boundaries, if she came into your room and turned it upside down and threw all your stuff on the floor because she found, I don't know, your grandpa's heart pill in the house and thought you were on drugs, that happened to me, you might have a narcissist mother. If there was no private space in your home that you could call your own, and she would constantly bust in the door without knocking, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother went through your room and everything that you own and found things to use against you all the time, if your mother liked to get even with you, you might have a narcissist mother.
When you're part of a toxic or a dysfunctional family, you're going to feel uncomfortable around these people, especially the toxic ones of the family, all the time. You're going to look back and you're going to notice, you know what? Never once have I really enjoyed myself in that person's presence. Or if you did, there is such an extreme other side of that, that suddenly you realize that maybe ever all the things you did enjoy were just less painful than the other things that you dealt with. Being vulnerable in a dysfunctional family, being open with who you are, it puts you essentially in line for years, maybe decades, of consistent
over-criticizing, undervaluing abuse. If you did anything that was against their beliefs or wrong or in any way against them, even in the tiniest way, you would be severely punished. Might be a narcissist mother. Maybe she would break something you owned or cared about, or she would deliberately sabotage your school dance, or in some way do something to hurt you majorly in your life. You might have a narcissist mother. If your mother was conditional with her love and she only loved you when you acted like she wanted you to act, and she only loved you when you did something that she thought was okay or that was in line with how she believed life should be or you should be. If you failed to get attention from her when you didn't do those things, or she called you not good enough or something worse because you acted in a way that she didn't choose for you to act, you might have a narcissist mother. If you lived in fear of guilt trips and your whole life is based around the fact that you tried to do what your mother wanted you to do instead of what made her angry or upset, you might have a narcissist mother. If you were controlled through codependency or any other sort of don't leave me tactic, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother marginalized everything that you were, everything you felt, thought, believed, knew to be true about yourself, and made you feel like you weren't really a real person or that you weren't as real as other people around you. If your mother always acts like she's better than you and like everything you do isn't as good as her. If she's grandiose and acts like she's superior. If she just generally makes you feel like no matter what you say, do, think, or feel, everything she says, thinks, does, or feels is better than you or more important than you. If she's more concerned about what people outside the house think about her than what she thinks about what you think about her as a child, you might have a narcissist mother.
And just like most narcissists, narcissistic mothers have a really high opinion of themselves, and so they also have delusions of grandeur. So let's talk about some things that narcissistic mothers say during said delusions, shall we? I'm not capable of lying. How dare you accuse me of that? Everyone wishes they could have a mother like me. Calm down. You're being irrational. Side note, especially when you're not actually being crazy or irrational. It's like an effort to drive you to that place. I'll never understand how I gave birth to a horrible child like you. I'm such an amazing person. I can't believe you're no good at blank. You should totally be successful at blank because you're my child.
What are some issues that drive narcissistic mothers over the edge? Well, number one, when you have an independent thought or opinion on literally anything that differs from hers. Narcissistic mothers are incredibly opinionated, and no matter what their stance is on any given subject, they absolutely hate it when you have the nerve to think anything other than, well, what they told you to think. Since a narcissistic mother sees you as an extension of herself rather than as a whole person, she cannot imagine that you might possibly have a thought or opinion that doesn't mirror her own. The fact is that your thoughts, feelings, and opinions are rarely, if ever, validated by a narcissistic mother. And when they are, it only happens to be when you happen to feel the same way that your mother does. And this continues into adulthood for most children of narcissists, as I mentioned before. Once you recognize this, though, you might even start to tell yourself, at least this is what I did, that your opinion is, in fact, consistent with hers, at least on some level, right? It causes so much less trouble, and then you're treated to the illusion of approval if you do comply. For example, I have given each of my children two middle names. Why? Well, my mother hated the names I had chosen for them and insisted that I add in names from her family. And when I got pregnant for the first time, I really somehow felt the need to be connected to a mother, to my mother. It's something that seems to happen, I guess, when you get pregnant. But when I finally told her about the pregnancy, she literally called me an
beep
and didn't speak to me for the next 8 months. She said I'd done it to hurt her and felt personally offended by it, apparently. But of course, she showed up for the big day that he was born and pretended to be the doting grandma, because why? Well, guess what? It got her lots of attention. And in my clueless and desperate state, I took it and I liked it. All I ever wanted was her approval, and that's one thing I'd never end up getting. Which sadly brings me to number two. A narcissistic mother hates it when you know something she doesn't know. They hate it when you have a skill they don't have or when you know something they don't know. For example, my mother once had a complete meltdown when I used a word she didn't know during a counseling session that she had actually taken me to because I was so messed up. She said nothing during the session about the word, but as we drove home, she flipped out and started calling me every name in the book, and I literally was clueless. I had no idea what I had done. This 45-minute drive felt like it lasted hours as she raged on and on, and I stayed in the dark about what I had done wrong until we got home and she pulled out the dictionary to look up the word I had said that she didn't know. For the record, the word was pensive, as in thinking really hard about stuff. Anyway, one of my viewers recently commented that she speaks Spanish and her mother would rage about it, telling her she thought she was so great because she speaks Spanish, but that she wasn't, and I quote, all that.
Which brings me to number three. It drives narcissistic mothers crazy when you don't like something they want you to like. This could be the food they've cooked or purchased, the restaurant they like, the clothing they bought, or even something like their choice in a scented candle or paint color. It's ridiculous. Narcissistic mothers have decided who you are and what you like. Hint, think some version of themselves. And honestly, as far as they're concerned, you better not go outside those lines or else. After all, your narcissistic mother sees you as a possession or an extension of herself. So why would you have the nerve to really be anything else? For example, my mother always forced me to eat things I hated growing up, and I was required to pretend to like them. This didn't serve me well, as you can tell. But anyway, if I didn't do that, she would punish me in various ways. One year on my birthday, she invited a few of my friends to her favorite pizza place, and proceeded to order a pizza with everything, which was her preference. Now, she knew very well that I seriously disliked that kind of pizza and would have preferred something very simple like pepperoni or something, or even just plain cheese. And when I asked her why she did this, because, of course, she included olives and mushrooms on the pizza for my birthday, which were two things she knew that I hated, she literally told me, well, I didn't know what everyone liked. And when I told her, but you know what I liked, why would you do that on my birthday? She pulled out the poor me act, as in narcissistic injury. And she acted like I was being completely unreasonable, and how dare I treat her that way? Oh, did I mention I was 12 years old when that happened? Yeah. This brings me to number four. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you've accomplished something, especially when it's bigger than or more recently than anything they've accomplished. Narcissistic mothers love to brag about your accomplishments, don't get me wrong, but they also secretly and sometimes not so secretly hate it when you win. Whether it's your graduation or you got a book published or you won an award, beware of the wrath of the jealous narcissistic mother. And yet, ironically, being raised by this type of mother might actually lead you to spend your life trying to prove something. Maybe that you have value in the world. The day I got my first book published, for example, I called my mother all excited. I was telling her I couldn't believe I was finally seeing my name on the cover of a book. I'd always wanted to be a writer. Well, she brushed it off and she told me, look, I'm really busy and I can't talk to you right now, I have to go. And then she never mentioned it again. And one of my clients told me that her mother is insanely jealous of her career in high tech. It seems her mother never went to college, and while she pressured my client to do so, she's always tried to get her to stop working in her field and go get a job at Starbucks or something like that. She says her mother claims it's because it's stressful, but the truth is her mother's jealous of the money she makes. That brings me to number five. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you're the center of attention. When you've been raised by a narcissistic mother, you know the rules. The mother has to be the center of everything. Everything. And that includes your life. In fact, she'd probably prefer to be at the center of everything that happens all the time, ever, always. Even if your narcissistic mother happens to be a little more covert, she still wants to make everything about herself. This will include your wedding day, the birth of your children, and even your birthday. And on any day that's technically supposed to be your day, you can pretty much count on a narcissistic mother to ruin it, at least if you allow it. My mother, for example, made each of the events I mentioned, birthdays, my wedding, the birth of my children, all about her. And when it wasn't all about her, she wasn't interested. Which brings me to number six. Narcissistic mothers do not like it when you grow up. In some cases, they might seem like great moms when their kids are small because they're so controlling in some cases and overbearing. But especially for females, when you start to show signs, physical signs of becoming an adult, the narcissistic mother will feel insanely jealous of you. This can even lead to her attempting to compete for the attention of other men, maybe your boyfriend, and in some cases, can even result in the mother creating an uncomfortable situation in the home by pushing you away from your father out of actual jealousy. Like, she feels like she's competing with her daughter for her husband's attention. And in some cases, this can get even worse when the man that the mother's married to isn't the child's father. For example, I had a client who told me that her mother had refused to buy her a bra when she started to really develop. This left her feeling incredibly self-conscious, of course, and so she'd just wear big sweatshirts and overalls whenever she had the chance. The mother was jealous of the daughter's youth and her beauty and her developing body. And if you really think about the level of insanity involved with that. It's kind of horrific when you consider the implications. And in this case, there were lifelong struggles that took years for my client to resolve. Which brings me to number 7. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you don't take their advice. They are full of something they claim is advice, narcissistic mothers. But in reality, their advice is more like an order, as in do it or else. When you make a decision that a narcissistic mother doesn't agree with, whether it's as simple as getting your hair cut or colored or whatever, or as complicated as what college you should attend or who you should marry, she'll make your life more difficult. In fact, she'll play the narcissistic injury card and throw out the old poor me act. And if that doesn't work, she'll probably rage at you and might even do sneaky things to try to sort of take you down a couple notches. For example, my own mother called CPS on me once and tried to have my children taken from me for not following her orders. I won't go into it here, but you're welcome to read the full story at queenbeing.com/story if you like. That brings me to number 8. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you do what they want. What? I know. But say your narcissistic mother has complained about, I don't know, your grades not being high enough back in the day. So back then you'd work really hard and you'd pull your grades up and maybe you'd even pull straight A's one time. But rather than actually be excited or happy for you, she might say something like, oh great, now let's see if you can keep it up. Or, oh, if you think just getting these grades this one time makes you perfect, you're wrong. Let's see what happens next semester. You better hope to keep those grades up. Or maybe you search for weeks to find the perfect gift for her, and when you do give it to her, you expect that for once in your life you finally got it right, maybe she'll be happy. But when she opens it, she rolls her eyes, and she tosses the gift aside. She might say something like, oh, I guess you know I already have one of those, or maybe she'll just say nothing. Either way, she's invalidating you for sure. For example, one of my clients told me a story where her mother got angry at her for not defending her when the mother argued with my client's brother, her son. The next time they started to argue, my client dutifully jumped in to defend her mother as requested, but was then chastised for getting in the middle of something that had nothing to do with her. Mind you, the previous argument also had nothing to do with her, but she was accused of trying to censor the discussion. No joke. That brings me to number 9. Narcissistic mothers hate it when you're not perfect, at least as far as they're concerned. They have a very specific idea of what their children are supposed to be, and when they don't measure up, as in when they choose to be who they want to be instead of who the toxic parent tells them to be, it's a big problem. And often, this can be the case with stuff that wasn't your choice as well. For example, your toxic mother might feel upset that you had a physical or mental disability, or that you were diagnosed with depression or anxiety, or maybe that you're overweight or underweight, or that you were born with blue eyes instead of brown. And in some cases, such as in the case of the, I don't know if you remember the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, that little girl whose mother pretended she was very ill and required constant medical procedures and a wheelchair and turned out to be totally healthy. Long story. But anyway, they might even get mad at you for being healthy. What it all comes down to is that whether you choose to become perfect, or you go to the other extreme and you choose to give up on that idea, your narcissistic mother will actively discredit anything you do, anything you say, anything you feel. You might start to think that you don't matter, and you might start to feel like you're not even all that real. As I've mentioned before, I remember believing that nothing I felt was as real or as valid as whatever my mother felt or wanted. It was a really hard way to live, thinking you didn't matter. Now, if your mother is a narcissist, you might like to know about my Adult Children of Narcissism support group, which you can learn more about and join for free at queenbeing.com/ACON. ACON for Adult Children of Narcissists. Additionally, take a look at the playlist I'm leaving for you right here, which can help you to heal and start to really take back yourself in ways that maybe you weren't even aware of before. Please remember that you matter. Your feelings, your thoughts, your ideas are valid and worthy of expressing, worthy of hearing. And please remember that you're not alone. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, were you raised by a narcissistic mother? And if so, could you relate to any of the points I made today? And what would you add to my list? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, please make sure that you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.